So in today's podcast, I just wanted to come on here and talk because it's been a while, and I'm just sitting in the car at the moment. I'm just outside of a shop whilst my partner goes in, and it's a lot worse here now in the UK. Since I last did a podcast on here, things have heightened a lot, and there are new variants of the virus now, and it's heightened so much, and it is so much more scary than before, which makes someone with anxiety like mine a lot higher. And we're still waiting on getting the vaccine as well. And what I want to talk about again is, if anyone is listening out there to this podcast, then I just want to tell you that in this country, so many people are still being really, really selfish. When we drive out in the car, I sit in the car and I don't get out because I'm a vulnerable person, and I see so many people mixing, so many people walking out together that are clearly not from the same household, so many people stopping and talking to each other without masks on. You know, people hugging each other. And I know that it's hard not to do those things, but at the same time, it's selfish not to listen to what's going on in the world and to just ignore it, because you're not only risking yourself, but you're risking your family and friends and everyone around you. People just can't seem to stay indoors here. People seem to be going out for walks more in groups. And it's just like they're saying, screw it, I don't care what they say on the TV, what they say on the news, I'm just going to do what I want. Well, the thing is, you people who are out there who have that attitude, it might be now that you don't know anyone who has passed away from this, or who has been affected, or who's gotten really ill, or, you know, whatever. But that will come soon if you keep continuing with the behaviour that you're doing. With the selfish behaviour that you're doing, you will affect somebody that you know, a loved one, or your neighbour, someone that you work with. Just someone could be affected by you. You might not show any symptoms. You might be asymptomatic. It looks like a van was nearly going to hit us. I'm really quite scared at the moment. Just hang on. Yeah, there's a car just turning around, and I thought it was going to hit my car. So that's why I quickly paused. But yeah, so you might be asymptomatic. You might not get any symptoms. You could be the scariest part is you could be carrying the virus. You could be a carrier and not know, and then you could affect somebody else that could die. And I think that is one of the scariest things about this virus and the mutations and everything. You just don't know how it's going to affect you or others around you. And I think that just ignoring the fact that it's here and being like, oh, well, we need to go to work, oh, well, we need to go to school, that's all fine and dandy, and it is important to go to work to earn a living, and it is important to get the education that you need. But at the same time, I think surviving is more important than that. You can put that on pause at the moment. You can work from home if you need to. If you really can't work from home and you do need to go to work, then make sure that you stay away from people, you don't stand and talk to people, and you wear your mask and wash your hands and distance yourself as much as you can. And treat it like everybody else has the virus. That's the way that I see it. As soon as you step out of your house, everyone else has the virus, and you have to stay away from them as much as you can to avoid bringing it back into your house and giving it to your family. And I think that is the most important thing for anyone to remember. It's like when you're driving a car, you see everybody else as an idiot on the road, and that's what you have to see it like as now, because it pretty much is that in this country anyways. But yeah, like, you know, the school kids are off at the moment, and they may be going back in March. But homeschool your kids if you can, because even if they don't go back, even if they do go back, they're not going to be vaccinated, so they could still bring it home to you, and that could affect someone vulnerable in your household, even yourself who isn't vulnerable. Even if you don't have any illnesses, the thing with this virus is it affects everybody differently. So you could get someone that's really, really healthy, who has had no health problems, who eats a healthy diet, who doesn't have anything like clinically wrong with them, and they can still get the virus and die. And that is the frightening part. You just don't know how it is going to affect a person from another one. So you just don't know. That's the really scary part. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I just wanted to put that out there because I want people to know who think the same as me, that there are people here that do care. I do care about other people, and I do care about my family. I do care about myself, and I can go for, I mean, I've gone since March without seeing my parents. I saw my dad at Christmas time because we were able to see a parent who lived on their own at Christmas time, and I made sure that he didn't see anybody else. And that was the only reason why I let him come round, because I didn't want him to be on his own. But I haven't seen my mum since March, and she's been away to another country, and like, I don't mind. Like, it was hard for me at first, but at the same time, I have to remember, and I did remember, it's, I can see her again when things get better, when things improve. I'd rather see her when things improve for everybody than risk her, me, and my family. And that's what a lot of people don't understand in this country. They don't want to do that. They just want to hug their grandma or their granddad or their mother or father or sister or brother or uncle or whoever. They don't think about the consequences to what that could do to them or the other person. And that is the selfishness of the people in this country. And I just wanted to put that out there, that you've got to remember and you've got to think. Just like that meeting that you have, if you go to somebody else's house now, you could affect them. And if you'd avoided that, you will still see them in a couple of months' time. But if you go and mix with people, then you might not see them again. They might end up really, really ill. They might end up in hospital. They might not make it. And then, you can wait. People can wait for things to get better. You don't have to go out there and mix with people now. Just stay at home as much as you can and stay away from everybody else. Just stay in your own bubble. Stay with your own family that you live with and just stay safe. And that is the message that I just want to put out there today. So thank you so much for listening and to tuning into this podcast. Sorry if I repeated myself a few times, but thank you for listening, and you will hear from me next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.